Zepanjuba, Psuche Zephronos, Psuche Shokos, Disco Lahamakeda Sitzak, Shikare Tapa Ayel, Boshinashi. So, according to Rashi, I mean, which as Ramban is going to. Which is Chazal from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah in the fourth parak. So we sort of are supposed to interpret the word Zichron twice. And it's Zichron stands alone, and in that sense it refers to Psuke Zichronos. So Vachodesh Rivat Al Chodesh Elchem Shavuot Zichron. It's a time of Zichronos. Then it's also Zichron Tshuva. It's also a either that or it's Yelachem Shavos and Zichron, and I think Zichron probably twice. Zichron and Zichron Tshuva. And remembrance of Tshuva as well. Because the alternative is that once Zichron means Psuke Zichronos, so then sort of with a hekesh, then Trua means Psuke Truos. V'ho yitzor ha-ram v'ho v'gam Psuke ha-malchios v'n ha-medrash sh'lo yitokin sh'yaz k'er ha-kos v'psuke ha-zichronos v'shofos v'lo yitzor ha-malchios v'kvodo sh'o asom y'posak v'ho yilachem l'zikron v'n ha-shem v'kechem. And then the next phrase is Ani Hashem Lokechem. She'en Tam Lom Ani Hashem Lokechem. U'man Tam Lom Ani Hashem Lokechem. Ela Zabinyan Ov. Kol Malkom She'ata Omer Zichron. Es Ata Somech Lamas Hamalchios. Ked Isa B'Tar Oskonim. U'Masachos Rosh Hashanah. And that's one of the best. So, the Ramban. L'chora. You have to say when the Ramban says a quote Dorsho or someone, I don't know, maybe that's sort of answering his own question on Rashi. Because Lamaisa, Chazal Taka don't find the remnants, the Psuke Malchus, in this pasuk. The remnants, the Psuke Malchus, so Chazal, I think, what's that, the pasuk Dalosha? And that's why Rashi doesn't mention it here, because over here is only the remnants, the Psuke Zechonis, and Psuke Shofos. So Mustamu, the Ramban says a quote Dorsho or some, maybe he's answering his own question on Rashi. I will call that asmach min debehem. But Rashi shouldn't have quoted the drasha of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah about zichron and tshuva for psukei zichronos and shofos, because Chazal only intended as an asmachta. Umefurish am behol from the malchum shetoken. When holding the makom shemavokin, she tahada reis adu avonan lo tzricha dachal yad lahavadai v'asafik. So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah has in that line of Dalet, and let's say a person lives out in the countryside, so he's within range of two communities where there's a minyan. So in one of them they have a shofar and a baal tokeya. But they don't have anyone who knows the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei, the Malchus of Hans and Shofar's Baal Peh. So if he goes to the first place, he'll get Tkei Shofar, but he won't get Malchus of Hans and Shofar's. If he goes to the second place, so they have a Baal Tfila who knows the Shemoneh Esrei by heart, so he'll get Malchus of Hans and Shofar's, but they don't have a Shofar, he won't get Tkei Shofar. So the Brisa says, "Holech l'mokum shetoken, vein holech l'mokum shemavochen." So the Brisa says, "Obviously, ha'doraisa ha'doravon. If you go l'mokum shetoken, you get a doraisa. You go l'mokum shemavochen, you get a doravonan." So the Brisa says, "No, even though the doraisa is only a sofek, because maybe the minion will have already disbanded by the time he gets there. So maybe he won't even get the doraisa. Maybe he'll be empty-handed. Whereas he knows." That the minion that he would go to the Malchus of Hanus and Shofos, that he won't have missed that minion, that after he goes for the Daraisa. So the man says it's mefurish that malchus aharos and shofros is only derabbanan. So therefore, what do you do with the fact that Chazal associated psukim malchus aharos and shofros with psukim? No, they only did that for the derachas machta. So the Rav Zalman Levacher used to say a very beautiful teretz on the Shittas Rashi. He said that the Shittas Rashi is that the psukim of malchus aharos and shofros are the oraisa when they accompany shofar. But when you don't have shofar, so then they're only the rabban. And then the Gemara is very good, because the Gemara is talking about where you have a bal tefila for malchus aharos and shofros, but you don't have a shofar. So if you go there, if you go for malchus aharos and shofros without shofar, so then malchus aharos and shofros is only the rabban. But Ein Machaname, when malchus aharos and shofar are said, as it were, as a commentary on shofar, framing mitzvah shofar, so then malchus aharos and shofar, as Rashi holds, is the oraisa. I mean, the famous ritva about asmachta on Rosh Hashanah Tazayin. So the ritva is prompted by the fact that Gemara says that Omai Kodesh Baruch Hu imbu lefanai Rosh Hashanah malchus aharos and shofar. So the ritva is bothered but the Gemara Lamed Aleph later says that malchus aharos and shofar is only derabbanan. But the Emes, so then he goes on to give his very, very major yisod about asmachta. But according to Rashi, it's kushi meikar vasa. It is not vasa. But on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi says no. The Gemara means what it seems to mean. It's not revealing to us here the yisod of asmachta. It is a vasa. On HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im lefanai malchus aharos v'shofros. Well, Zichron Tru, the Ramban says, but according to the Ramban, that, again, his Mahalach, which again, the later Chachmei Sefarad then followed the Ramban in this, that Malchus Aharos and Shofros is always only Derabbanan. What does the phrase Zichron Tru mean? Kmo Yom Tru Yelachem. It's like the Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas of Yom Tru Yelachem. But what does the word Zichron convey? Yom Hashem Noviya VaYom Hazeh V'Yi Elanu LeZikaron Lefnei Hashem. So it's not a Zikaron of Truah in the sense of Psukei Shofros, right? Which is the way Rashi presumably would teach. It's not a Zikaron of Truah, meaning Psukei Shofros, but it's a Zikaron which is accomplished al yidei Truah. That's what the Smichus represents of Zichron Truah. It's a Zichron through the Truah, that the Truah is Lahalos Zichron Yisrael, the Avim Sheva Shamayim. Yom Hashem Noviya Bayom Hazeh, we should blow Truah, with Pshuta Lefaneh, Pshuta Lachareh, with Tkiyas as well. Yom Hashem Noviya Bayom Hazeh, B'yi Alonu L'zikarom Lefnei Hashem, כמו שנאמר להלון, נזכרתם בחצות צורוס, והוי לכם לזיכרון לפני השם אלוקיכם. So according to the Ramban's Taich of Zichron Truah, so the idea that the Rav Zalman Levacher used to present and bring rayas to, that Tkiyas Shofar is a form of Tefillah, is basically Mufurish and Pesukim. Right? Because the Torah says that what mitzvah shofar is it's a vehicle for zikaron. It's a vehicle, lahalos zikaron Yisrael, ne'aviyam sheva shamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be merachem on us. Tosfos at the beginning of the fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah asks that both by lulav and shofar, so we have gzera d'rabba. And yet, historically, there was a difference between the two. That with bimei hamikdash, so both were the same, in that the gzera was b'medina, b'gvula, and the gzera didn't apply in mikdash. So in mikdash, that they took lulav, even if as this year Yom Rishon Shabbos, and so too they blew shofar. So at that point in history, they were the same. Then la'achol pavan abayis, so then they diverged. La'achol pavan abayis, hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, she'yitokin b'chol mokum she'yesh bo bezdin. Tikiyah shofar on Shabbos continued la'achol pavan abayis. Okay, the question, it's machlokes tanon, whether it was enough to have a bezin shel shlosh, or whether you needed a bezin shel chaf gimel, but either way, that there was still an exception to the rule of gzera d'rabba. Mashen came by lulav, they didn't. With chorban abayi, so then nowhere in the entire world was lulav nital b'yom rishon u'tshavah. So Tosfos asks, well, why that disparity between lulav and shofar? So Tosfos says, no, because Chazal couldn't bear the thought of losing out entirely on mitzvah shofar. But mitzvah shofar, which is lahavos zichron and Yisrael avim shem shamayim, so Chazal wanted to maintain. And similarly, the Baal Hamor says, so we know that we blow the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that we blow Tashrat, Tashrat, Tarat. It was Takanas Rabbi Abo B'Kesari. That there's a suffix whether or not what the Torah refers to as true, Yom Tzuri Elachem, is what we colloquially call true. It's whether what we call Shvarim, or maybe it's Shvarim true. Maybe it's the combination. Okay, fine. But Lamor says that Me'ika Hadin, really, it would have been enough, according to most views in the Tanoim. The Baal Hamor says it would have been enough just to blow three tashrats, because either way, if tashrat is the right thing, you blew tashrat. If you're really supposed to blow just shvarim, so forget about the truah. If you're really supposed to blow just truah, so forget about the shvarim. Meaning that me'ikar adin, the Baal Hamor tainus, that according to most tanoim, hefsek kol acher doesn't spoil the mitzvah. And then even though there is a kol acher, let's say the correct sequence is tarat, so even though there is a hefsek kol acher of shvarim, but ne'ikar hadin, that doesn't constitute a hefsek, and you're still yotze. So why, if that's the case, was Rabbi Abo Masakein, the seder that we blow of three tashrat, three tashat, three tarat? So the Baal Hamor says, because since shofar, which is lahalos, zichron Yisrael, avim shem shamayim, so Chazal wanted that it should be l'chol ha'deis. Even being choshesh for, I think it's, was it Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, but even being choshesh for that one view in the Tanoim, that we don't accept lahalochar. That's sort of the precedent in the Mishalim for what some I think most famously, Shulev Diskin used to do blowing all kinds of different shitas on Rosh Hashanah to be yotze mitzvah shofar l'chol ha'dayos. I think the description that they have of Shulev Diskin is that he used to spend all day listening to shofar. But after davening, he'd make kiddush, he'd have a very, very small suda, and then he'd stand the rest of the day listening to shofar. Ubavor Sha'amat Sham in Pashas Bahaloscha by Mitzvah Chatzotzos, Ubiyom Simchascha Mordechem, Moskatem Bahatzotzos, Alolosechem, Vazifke Shamechem, Vekan Siva Betrua Stam, Bamoid Hazer Bovad, so that there were two differences between our Mitzvah of Zichron Tuav, Yom Tuya Lachem, and the Mitzvah in Pashas Bahaloscha of blowing the chatzotzos. Number one is that in our parsha, the Torah doesn't specify chatzotzos. Number two, this is unique to Rosh Hashanah. Ba'achrei chen oma ve'ikravta misha, hine hatrua hazos, eina hatrua ha'hi, shehi b'chatzotzos al ha'korban. It's not the mitzvah of accompanying the korbanos tzibur of Yom Tov with chatzotzos. Because for zos ena al hakorban, avol hi chova b'chol Yisrael v'hi b'shofar. A ki lo tzivo adayin lasos chatzotzos, the aseh l'cho shtei chatzotzos is not until parshas b'halosva, so you certainly can't say that the stone of the milsa of trua is that b'chatzotzos. And number two, ustam kol trua b'shofar hi, k'mo shenema v'havar t'shofar trua. So we know that this mitzvah is distinct. It's not that the Torah is anticipating the mitzvah of chatzotzos from Parshas Bahaloscha. Well, appears hakosuv tam hamitzvah hazos loma hatrua, but loma nitzdar zikar lefnei Hashem b'yom hazeh yosim mishah hayomim. So in the Torah Shel Tzav, it's not explained. But loma yitzav lihiyosu mikra kodesh klal. So the Ramban here points out something very interesting. All the Yomim Tovim, the Torah really tells us, at least partially, what the timing of the Yomim Tovim corresponds to. The Torah tells us that Pesach corresponds to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shavuos, the Torah doesn't tell us about Matan Torah, but the Torah does tell us about Yom HaBikurim, B'Harkut HaMincha Kadosh Al Hashem. Sukkis bo aspucha ma'asacha ma'asoda. We're not told why there's a Yom Tov on be'echad l'chodesh ha'shvi. V'lomi yitzav li'yosu mikra kodesh chal. Avo mibnei shehu b'chodesho shal yom ha'kipurim b'rosh chodesh. Nira shebo yedin lefon av yizbarach. Kibam yodin amin v'rosh Hashanah yesh elah kisei shofet tzedek. V'achre chen ba'aseres hayomim yisal lefesha avodov. Nirma ba'kosov ha'inyan kashe noda b'yisrael mipi ha'nevim v'ovos kedoshim. So the man says, even though we obviously have a masorah as to what the Yom Tov b'chodesh Hashvi v'echad l'chodesh is, we have a masorah that it's a Yom Adin, but he says the truth is, in Svara you can actually reconstruct that from the Torah Shel Tzav as well. The proximity to Yom HaKippurim and the fact that there is a mitzvah of Zichron Trua, of Lahalos, Zikaron Yisrael of Ne'avim Shem Shamayim, those two clues, those two hints, indicate to us that it's the Yom HaDin. So there's a lot, but just to at least to permit us to try to bring to the surface one point here. Why is the fact that the tenth of the month is Yom Kippurim, it's clear according to the Ramban that in Svara indicates that there is a Yom Hadin preceding. Again, the Ramban has two. The Ramban says that the Torah is very sosum in presenting Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't tell us what the Yantav is. It doesn't tell us that it's the Yom Hadin. But the Ramban says, again, besides the Kabbalah that we have, we can figure that out. There is a remez that can be deciphered. The proximity, again, one of the two clues is the proximity to Yom HaKippurim suggests that this must be a Yom Hadin. Why? Maybe there's Yom Kippur. So you see, according to Ramban, something so fundamental. It can't be, it doesn't make any sense that the Torah just lets us walk into a Yom Kippurim, into an amnesty. It has to be that Yom Kippurim is in the aftermath of a Yom Hadin. Now, there is a Svasamas, and it could be that the Ramban is, again, he doesn't really elaborate, but it is a Svasamas. The Svasamas says as follows. I think the Svasamas is in Parshas Bereishis. So, the Tchila, all of the Machshava, Livro, Sa'olim, the Midas Adin, and then Ra'o, Sha'en, Ha'olim, Miskayim, so shitef ima midas rachamim. So that's reflected in the psukim. Bereish is about Elokim. Elokim representing din. But then later at the conclusion, the Torah says v'yom asos Hashem Elokim eretz v'shamayim with the Shem Havaya representing the midas rachamim. So what does it mean? What does it mean? B'tchila olav hashava. So there was a first draft and a second draft. There's a hamavim. There's a maskana. So what is that? Again, obviously, they're all anthropomorphisms, but anthropichein, it doesn't make any sense. Obviously, that can't be predicated of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Svasamas explains, he says, B'tchila olav hamachshava represents the ideal. Meaning, a person shouldn't say to himself, look, olav hamachshava is shi'asa tov lo yachta, I'm going to sin. Let's be realistic about it. I'm going to sin. So, you know, my goal for today is that I should be, you know, Rov Zuchuyos and Mir Avonos. I should aspire to being Kulon Zuchuyos and No Avonos. No, other men sadik barat sashiyasa tov lo yachta. You got to be realistic. So a person is supposed to know that the ideal is that really, that a person's ongoing existence should be justified al pimina sadin. I think some suggest pshat, that's what Yaakov Avinu says in Yalu Kimi Madi, Bishmarani Badarach Hazel. That Yaakov Avinu wants that through Midas Adin he should be Zocha. Not just Imiyah Hashem Imadi, but Dafke Imiyah Elo Kimi Madi. So that's what the person is supposed to strive for. A person is not supposed to be planning L'chatchila on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas HaRachamim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Amor Chal HaVonos, and so again, I'm shooting for, you know, 90% mitzvahs today, and let's try to cap the averos today at 10%. No, a person should be shooting for 100%. 100%, 0% is what a person is. L'maisa, will the person achieve it? No, he's not going to achieve it. So then, b'diavet, then he does tshuva for whatever he didn't succeed. But he's supposed to be aiming, he's supposed to be aspiring, he's supposed to be striving that his continued existence, that his life should be renewed al pi midas hadin. So Asana says that's exact, and that's what it means. But tchila, so what, that's what Chazal are conveying by describing Kaviyochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had an initial thought, and then things were modified. No, what it means is that even though obviously the Bria is with a blending of Rachamim and Din, but that doesn't mean that that's what a person strives for, that that's all a person aims for. No, that's what the Torah is, what Chazal is describing, by B'tchila Olav HaMachshava. And the Sfasama says that's exactly the progression from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. A person first has to be get ready for Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah, the emphasis is on Din, right? It says, I mean, this Ramban also in the Hemshah talks about it, that in Rosh Hashanah the emphasis is on Din. Kippurim, the emphasis is on Rachamim. Yom Kippurim, that there's an element of Din in the Rachamim. In Rosh Hashanah, there's an element of Rachamim in the Din. But there's a different Ika, there's a different emphasis. Rosh Hashanah is there's more of a stress on Din than there is in Yom Kippurim, because a person first has to try to, our goal is to be Nifta V'Nachta V'Alta V'Chaim, with Zifran Shal Tzadikim Gemurim in Rosh Hashanah, not to need to take advantage of Yom HaKippur. Yom HaKippur is there as a follow-up to Din. And before, that's what the Ramban is. I don't know, the Ramban says it very, very briefly, so it's, but it very much jives with what the Ramban is saying, in the sense that the Ramban says, no, in Svara, the fact that Asiri Lachodesh is Yom HaKippurim, so in Svara, that must mean that in proximity thereto, that there's a Yom Hadin. Then the question is, which, again, Al Pi Nigla, the Ramban certainly doesn't tell us, but the other Yomim told him, so the Torah doesn't drop hints and leave it to us to try to figure it out and give us a Torah Shabbat Peh. But the Torah Shabbat Sah tells us explicitly what the Yomtiv is about. So what's the significance of the fact that here, again, we know what it's about. We know what it's about based on the Masor of Torah Shabbat Peh. We know what it's about because we have these Ramazim. But what's the significance of the fact that the Torah Shabbat Sah presents more cryptically than the other Yom Tovim. Okay, we'll stop there.